we all will come across in some way at points in our lives, whether it's a pet, a friend or family member, or even a relationship. Dealing with grief can be a heavy process. The current storyline in BBC EastEnders between Jay, Lola, Lexi and Emma has a strong focus on having grief counselling before the death of a parent. Well, to help us understand a little bit more today about the different types of grief and what we can do to help, I'm joined this morning on the line by Claire Williams, who is a specialist grief counsellor. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
The research, you've done a survey and the research shows that nearly a third of adults wouldn't even consider speaking to a professional about their grief. Do we not talk enough about grief, Claire?
I don't think we do, no. I think there's a real stigma around, I mean, everything to do with talking about mental health, but particularly grief. It seems that it's something that people don't want to talk about or are worried about talking about, or maybe scared to talk about what they're feeling, because often the feelings we are experiencing aren't the ones we expect to feel. And so that can sometimes hinder people to getting the help they need. And it's just worth mentioning that any emotion that you do find that you experience with grief, if it's not the expected emotion that you're feeling, it's normal, and it really does help to talk about it.
Do you think things like having, you know, soaps covering stories like this can help to make a difference?
I really do. I think the more that we see people in the media, in the mainstream, getting help, talking about it, making it normal, I think it really does help. I think we have to really push this, that it's normal to talk about it, it's helpful to talk about it. And I think anyone who covers a storyline about grief or anything mental health related can only help to reiterate that that need to get help, and it's okay to get help, and just you know, whatever you're experiencing, just talk about it.
Now, there's lots of opinions on how long you should be grieving for. And what I can't believe is that in the survey you did with people, 30% of adults believe that grief should last no longer than 6 months. And on average, people saying that grief should take 18 months. And, you know, a third saying that you can completely get over grief. I find that really hard to believe. 6 months for grief. Surely there's no timescale on something like this.
Absolutely not. Those stats that you mentioned there are quite revealing, aren't they? Grief is such a personal experience that no two people will experience it in exactly the same way. And as I mentioned, you don't always feel how you expect to feel. And this can definitely take you by surprise. So it's really impossible to say, well, you should be over it by now. There really is no should when it comes to grief. I worked with a lady once whose twin sister died at a very young age. And obviously she expected to feel sadness, but what she actually felt was anger. And it really took her by surprise. And we had to do a lot of work to understand that anger and why she was feeling this way. And that whole process took a very, very long time, a lot longer than 6 months.
I just find that, you know, very difficult to believe that people say, oh, you should be over it by now. And, you know, I guess that sort of attitude as well can not be very helpful to somebody who is going through a period of grief, because you almost feel like you need to have a finish point to it.
Yes. And I think this whole idea of you should be over it by now is very detrimental to somebody who is experiencing grief. And if they get past that, you know, that time frame where they think they should be over it, or someone's telling them they should be over it, if they are still experiencing these feelings of grief, and then they may feel like, oh God, I'm failing at this, I need to move on and try and cope with it, when actually what they need to do is just allow themselves the time to grieve, however long that takes. And there is absolutely no time limit on it. And you know, if you think you should be over it in 6 months and you're not, That's absolutely fine. And, you know, it can take a very long time. And sometimes people don't get over it at all, to, you know, completely get over it. And some people have to find a new way of living with the grief. That's not to say that it doesn't ease, but it can stay with you in some form for a very long time, and sometimes forever.
That's not necessarily a bad thing, is it? Because it's just, as you say, a new way of living, surely.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's definitely not a bad thing. There is no bad or wrong when it comes to grief or anything to do with mental health. It is what it is. And it's something you're experiencing at that moment. It may pass, it may not. But it's really important that to know that none of it's bad or none of it's wrong. It's just the way that you are feeling.
What are some of the signs, I suppose, that, you know, we should be aware of when we're, you know, with our friends, our colleagues, our family, you know, that somebody might not be coping with their grief and might just need a little bit of help?
Yeah, I think the things to look out for if you think that someone is struggling with their grief is if they aren't able to do the day-to-day things such as just leaving the house or getting out of bed or having a shower. If you find that someone is withdrawing from friends and family, or if they're just focusing completely on their grief and not able to focus on anything else, I think these are all signs that someone isn't coping very well.
So what can we do to help? Because I think that's another thing that we're not very good at, which is kind of stepping in and offering help and, you know, even bringing up the subject we're not very good at.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, death and loss and grief, and it is a very hard subject to talk about for some people. But what I would say first and foremost is just reach out to that person if you think they're struggling. Talk to them. Let them know that you are there. They can confide in you if they want to. I mean, some people do find it difficult to talk to close friends and family about how they're feeling. With those people, I would recommend trying to see a trained grief therapist or a therapist for whatever you're struggling with. They will offer you a safe space where you can explore what you're feeling, understand what you're feeling, and just talk. So I would just say talk to friends and family if you can. If not, just seek out a trained therapist.
And I suppose, you know, managing our own grief, it is about talking to people as well. And you know, do you find people are open to talking about it?
Some. I think it's very dependent on the person. Some people very, really struggle, even in a session, if they've come to me for help. Sometimes people find it very difficult to begin talking. Others talk easily. But I think it's very dependent on the person and also the type of grief they're experiencing. For those people who do struggle with talking, it's understandable. But just try, because it really does help.
It's interesting you talk about the types of grief, because it doesn't just have to be the loss of a loved one. It can happen in lots of different instances. You know, what sort of other situations where we might find ourselves experiencing grief?
Mm-hmm, yeah. So obviously, yeah, the most common one that we all associate with grief is the death of a loved one. But we can experience grief with any type of loss. So you know, such the end of a friendship, for example, or if we lose a job that we loved, when a pet dies, or, you know, even if we feel that we've lost our identity for whatever reason, any type of loss can result in feelings of grief.
Claire, where can people go for more information if they're listening to this and think, yeah, I do need a little bit of help on this?
Yeah, sure. If you're suffering particularly with grief and loss, we have a website called therapyforgriefandloss.co.uk. If you want to find help and get connected with a therapist to help you with dealing with any mental health issue that you're having, you can go to our other website, which is therapyfinders.co.uk.
Well, Claire Williams, Specialist Grief Counsellor, thank you so much for talking to us this morning. That's Claire Williams talking about coping with grief.